word.
Amen.
But where was I going with that? I heard something he was telling me on that. Oh, gosh. Shake the devil off.
Amen.
He'll come back to me. But, yep, go somewhere else. It'll come back. All right, you ready to get into the message this morning?
Amen.
Well, you know, I heard a good word from the Lord. All His words are good. All His words are good. I'm not too worried about the light right now. I'm going to be looking at the computer. But I kind of like this back up here. I might give us a little bit of stage light instead of the full light back here. But I didn't really, you know, I asked the Lord out 3 or 4 days out for Sunday, what do you want to speak, Lord? What do you want to say? It's not about me. It's all about you, Jesus. What does your people need to hear today? Well, you need to hear, shake the devil off.
Yeah.
Amen. Because sometimes you just got to shake some things off. Shake off the dust of your feet. Shake off that offense. Shake off that mocking they're saying about you. Shake it off.
Amen.
Put the devil underneath your feet. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Walk. You're in liberty. Walk free. Don't let that stuff come on you.
Amen.
But you need to hear that. You need to sing that. And I didn't hear anything. Where's Reed at? Hey, way back here. I didn't hear anything. I'm like, Reed must not be praying hard this week, Lord. Lewis, you wasn't here. You had to get the CD. But anyway, Reed was all over opening on my message. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. He even at the end of it, he said something about show and tell. That was the title of my message. I hadn't talked to Reed, show and tell. So I'm praying. I'm looking for the Lord's direction. What do you need to hear? What does your people need to hear today? I didn't hear anything. And I went over to Mom's. Sometimes I go over to Mom's. I visit her. And sometimes me and Mom get to talking. I get a message right there. And she said she's going to go take a shower. You're going to be here for a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get your Bible, Mom. And I'm going to open it up. And I'm going to be studying. I'm looking. I'm listening. I said, you got a notepad? I'm not struggling with this. I'm just telling you. I told you before, don't expect next Sunday to be like this Sunday. Because God is new every day. His mercies are new. Things are different every day. Man, if we get in and the pastor says we're going to do it this way every Sunday, it ain't going to be fun in church. Might as well just put Ichabod. Ichabod on the door. Because you're leaving God's will and His plan and purposes out. Where was I at, Tammy? I was over at Mom's. She's taking a shower. I got Mom's Bible. She's got all this stuff that Mom puts in the Bible. I'm like, man, she got all kind of stuff in this Bible. I'm trying to look through here and stuff falling out from her Bible. I'm like, I hope it wasn't on a certain page because I'm sticking it back in. So she comes out. She got her hair looking good and everything. I said, well, Mom, God speak to you in there? I said, I ain't got nothing wrote down. That's about 20 minutes. I'm still praying. Had me a cup of coffee, a couple of cookies. She goes, no, I said, I just listened to the water, she said. I said, water? The voice of one as many waters. I heard that. I'm like, there we go, the book of Revelation. John said, I heard behind me, I turned, a voice of one speaking as many waters. But that wasn't it either. You know, you're like, every word I'm listening to, and I'm like, well, I got home and I was washing my hair in the sink last night when Sherry, they finally got in. And I just said, well, if I ain't heard nothing different, I guess we're going back to the same thing, and it's going to be different. But if you ain't done what God says last week, don't expect Him to give you something new this week. In other words, He was saying, we're not through with show and tell. Amen? So if you just don't hear nothing, God said, well, I got more to say about the last thing you said. So see, I'm learning. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm learning up here. I'm still growing. I'm still asking. I'm still seeking. And God's still showing and telling.
Amen.
Amen. So that's where we're going to head a little bit. I got a little warm now. I left my phone at home, so I got to do everything by touchpad today. You know, Pastor, he's the tech guy. I got a phone. I can actually turn the thermostat up and down. But I'm going to go from here to there. But you're going to go to John. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 15. John 16, 15. This is part two. Say part two.
Part two.
Or you can say act two. Scene one, act two. I'm not a director, so give me some grace here. Hey, did y'all know y'all were going to be in the play today? What? All volunteers, let me see the hands now that want to volunteer to take part of this message today. All those that don't raise their hand, the pastor gets to pick who wants to. Hey, the Lord said you got to look amongst the crowd, look amongst the people. Amen. See, y'all better be ready. Better be reading your scripture, reading your Bible. Pastor might call on you. Amen. Only if Jesus says so. Amen. John 16, verse 15 says, all things, logos, word, all things the Father has is somebody's specials. They're mine. This is Jesus talking about. Jesus said, everything the Father has, Jesus said, is mine. Therefore, when you see the word therefore, go back and see what it's there for. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Now Jesus is talking about the Holy Ghost. They're all three working together here. Jesus said, everything the Father, God has, Jesus said, is mine. But he sent us the Holy Ghost and said, but the Holy Ghost is going to take and show it to you. Everything that Jesus has is yours. Does Jesus have cancer? Does Jesus have diabetes? Does Jesus have poor vision? Shake the devil off. Shake it off. It ain't yours. It ain't yours. It ain't yours, is it, Jeff? Problem with your bladder. That's not yours. Shake it off. See, you, devil, this ain't your body, devil. This is Jesus' body. Jesus' body is whole. Wait, now you got to say something. Because by nature, by default, we are born into sin. Sin, tell me what the wages of sin is. So we are born into death. We are dead into this world. Even though we're alive, we're spiritually dead as a baby. Right? So all this by default, but it just can't come on you like that. Amen? Because God's a God of mercy. But by default, because of Adam, because of sin, we are subject to all the stuff in this world. But we're living in a better day. Because Jesus took that curse. But if you don't know that, you don't have the blessing. You're still in the curse. Get out of that. Shake it off. Show and tell. Tell the devil and show him what Jesus did. If you're battling with sickness, show him 1 Peter 2:24. By the stripes, he bore my sin on his body on a tree, that by his stripes I'm healed. That's what Peter said. Peter knew something. That's yours. All the promises in the Word are yes and amen. They're yours. All these promises in the book are yours. But you got to get in here and find them. Amen? Show and tell. Remember, and we talked about, remember back in school, they used to have the show and tell? I talked about one of my friends who bought his boa constrictor, and we got to graphically see that boa constrictor. It wasn't Mickey Mouse, but it was a little white mouse. And he had lunch. We saw that. Come back from lunch, and we didn't see that no more. Snake took care of his lunch. But I really couldn't think of some of my show and tells, but I remember Ruthie. Now, I'm not sure if this is kind of close to show and tell, but they actually brought this thing home from school, I guess from school to tell. Bring it to home. In other words, I guess it's a biology class, but she brought home an iguana. Iguana, iguana, iguana. Can you spell it? I tried I-G-U-A-N-A. Ugly looking thing. It changed colors. It was in a glass, and I mean, but to God, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm just saying, to me, it don't look like me. It's ugly. Amen. If it don't look like me, you ugly. I'm talking to the plant. I'm talking to the animal. I'm not talking to you guys. Compared to me, that thing was ugly. Because, see, I'm created in God's image. Now, dogs and cats and iguanas are not in God's image. Now, he probably ain't not calling them ugly, but I can say ugly, I guess. Just got to be careful. But, I mean, it. You feed it. What do we feed it, Kelsey? You throw things.
Crickets.
throw it in there, and that tongue would come out. And you could hear the crunch, 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 crunch. And it just kind of, what are you looking at? Slowly move its head, you know, kind of slow moving. But anyway, so Ruthie brought, we got to take care of this iguana for weeks and then whatever they did. But that was a little bit my show and tell. I remember Ruthie bringing that thing home. I'm like, this is going back to school. Well, the world needs to be shown. The world needs to be shown by us, the church, just who our Father God truly is. See, because He's not in Irma. He's not in Jose, these hurricanes. That's not God. He's not in tornadoes. He's not in floods. Now, He brought a flood at one time, but that was because sin had to be judged. But He said, I'll never. Once God says something and He does it, He said, but I'll never bring it again. And we're talking about a flood that covered the whole earth. Covered the whole earth. Amen. And He told us in the Bible again, and He is going to destroy this earth again. By fire. Amen. And it ain't going to be by hurricanes. So it ain't God. It ain't. All this stuff is not God. It's the curse operating in the earth. There is the God of this world, and it's not Jehovah, it's the devil. He is the God, Jesus said, of this world.
Yes.
But He's not my God. Amen. So He can't bring destruction to my house if I get out there and if I get the word out and meditate on it day and night, night and day. The Israelites, when all those plagues hit Pharaoh and the Egyptians, it didn't come into their house because they had the blood of Jesus over their doorpost. Well, we don't have to get out on our house and go sacrifice an animal and put blood to blood. The kingdom is within us. God is in us. So everywhere we walk, we are walking in the kingdom of God. We are bringing blessing to curses. Amen. There's people in Florida. There's people in Texas. Christians, they are standing and praying and believing and speaking, and then it won't come by them. It won't come near them. It might pass by. Branch or something might fall on there, but see, they're standing in faith. And God works in faith. He doesn't work in fear. The devil works in fear. That's where you're supposed to shake that stuff off. You can only shake that stuff off if you got something on the inside that's causing you to shake the bad off. Jesus, God said, I'm going to shake this heaven. I'm going to shake this earth. I'm going to shake the heavens one day and the earth. And we're going to know it's God doing it because it's for a purpose. Jesus is coming back. Amen. And this earth has got to be changed. Your body's got to be changed. Thank you, Lord. The world needs to be shown by the church just who our Father God is. And we need to do some showing and we need to do some telling. Amen? Amen. All right, here's your opportunity. See, because I'm out of notes. I told you it's going to be different in church. No, but seriously. If God's done something you want to show and tell it this morning, let me know. Raise your hand. I mean, we got the wireless mic. We want to get you on. We want to get your word out to the world too. Okay. I'm not going to call on you. I mean, I'll go on to the computer, but because I need to give you time. Because I remember when Pastor Gary and pastors, my pastor would say that. I'm like, I'm thinking. If he calls me, I'm thinking. But see, quit thinking. Quit thinking. Because God has done so much. I'm like, which one do I want to tell? Which one do I want to tell? Tell the one God wants you to tell.
Show and tell. Okay. Cindy and I went to vacation, went to the Outer Banks, had a wonderful time. And so the last night, she had already went to bed, and I'm watching TV for a few more minutes. And so I said, yeah, I'm going to go to bed too. Like 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're on the second story of an apartment of a garage, and so I had to go down the stairs and I was going to check the door one more time. So it's the landing where you go down, then you go this way down to the very bottom. All right, I was going down barefoot, and it was just the regular wooden floor, no carpet or anything. And the last step, I went. Right, here's the show. It's like, can everybody see that? I mean, I whammed it, and I hit my back on the last step. And so I'm laying there. She's asleep. I'm laying there, and I said, dear Lord, please don't let me be injured, because I hit hard. And I'm not young as I used to be. And so I said, "Dear Lord, please don't let me be injured." So I got up. I was sore. I went to bed, and I went up there and said, "Did you hear me fall?" She said, "I thought it was the air conditioner come on." And I said, "Listen, if you hear something like that at night and you reach over there and I'm not there, you come look." So, and anyway, I said, "You might want to get me some ice." So she got some ice, put on my back, and I'm laying on my stomach. And I don't know about you, but I can't breathe on my stomach coming in bed. So I did it as long as I could. Got up the next morning. I was sore, but thank God I'm not injured. And that's not even sore anymore. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just hang on to the mic, because so you get to look. If somebody else gets their hand up, so you're going to be the mic. It's a relay race. So you take it to the next person. So, I mean, I'm not putting you on the spot. Just something comes in your spirit, share it. Show and tell. Amen. Just take yourself back to school. But we're going to Jesus' school. Man, because I tell you what, he don't get the paddle out. Back in school, I got a lot of paddlings, but Jesus don't paddle his people. Amen. He blesses his people. His mercy is new. Oh, thank you. I was reading in the Psalms, and they said through that whole chapter of Psalm, "His mercy endureth forever." And they read the next verse, "His mercy endureth forever." Why do they keep saying that? Because they needed to know, "His mercy endureth forever." And see, they had to sing that and sing it and sing it, because he knew there would come to a point that they wouldn't believe his mercy endureth forever. But it does.
Yes, it does.
No matter how bad you've messed up or going to mess up, his mercy endureth forever. Get up. His mercy endureth forever. Get up. Get up and go tell great things the Lord has done for you in the midst of your situation.
Yes.
Get up and show and tell.
Okay, I've suffered a lot and had a lot of problems with my right shoulder joint. And when we first started coming here, I had the opportunity to go up for prayer and actually stand in for someone that I knew. And then I said, "Well, just pray for this while I'm up here." So we prayed.
Right.
Yeah. And I've just learned that just because I didn't get an instant healing didn't mean God didn't heal me, because I'm standing on his word and declaring his word. He says, "I am healed." His stripes took care of that. It's, you know. So at that time, you know, I just didn't have much reach, and it was a lot of pain. And it's like I could just reach, and I'm showing you, like with my right arm to here, and now.
Now.
But it's like, and this is really bad. You have a hard time putting your belt on when you get. But now.
Now.
Still have some pain, but I noticed it's decreasing. And every day, you know, I'm confessing God's word that it's the highest authority, it supersedes everything. His word's at the top. And I'm declaring it. And I testify to you, it's working. But he does do instant healings too.
Now, I've got things wrote down, but we'll get to where we need to go. Amen. Ain't that awesome? Now, you wouldn't think. I asked Randy and Jackie to go help me put the tent up down at camp meeting. You know, here's somebody that I hadn't even forgot. I prayed for his shoulder, but pastors. See, Jesus, I done forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you ask somebody that was having shoulder pain? He's not. I mean, he's healed. Heal people go to camp meeting, help the pastor put tents up. You got to go, ugh. And we took that thing down and around, and because we had never set it up before. And lo and behold, somebody threw the instructions away. But thank God God sent Jackie. She helped us, didn't she, Randy?
Trial and error.
I mean, we got it set up, and lo and behold, we had the front at the very back. Because you roll up the front of the tent, so we called on the help. Hey, somebody else set up a tent. Would you help us? We need one more person for four poles. And we took him. We turned the tent. Because we had the backs and front and everything on it, Lewis. Jesus was up there. Man, look, they're having a tent of meeting. They coming to the tent of meeting. Hey, we believe in people going to come in that tent.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have free CDs ready for them. Joy of the Lord's going to be there.
Amen.
If they want to come to school, we're going to have some information for school. But see, just be a place where you can come and have fun.
Amen.
Amen. And get healed while you're doing it.
Amen.
Show and tell. Tell great things the Lord has done for us. Amen.
I was born in 1950. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking, if you get to thinking about, the things that you could, the ways that you could have died all through the years, it really makes you think. This was like, 1950. I was a baby then. But you have accidents, all through your life. I had, my first one was like I fell out of a rocking chair, hit my head. And I mean, that could have actually probably a baby probably could have killed me. But it never bothered me, though. But I tell everybody this, I've bumped my head. I've bumped my head a lot, on my job and stuff like that. But I get to thinking on up through the years, just little accidents that you've had. A boy got mad at me one time and threw the lawnmower at me and the handle hit me in the head. So y'all feel sorry for me now. But on over through the years, and this was after I was saved, I was 16 years old, I turned a car over. I mean, it was a pretty bad wreck. But I got through that, and then you think about the sicknesses that you have. And he's talking about his shoulder. I've had three arm surgeries. You got to go to the doctor and trust them. But I've had three arm surgeries. I've had open heart surgery. I've got a fake knee. And, but I get to thinking about it a lot. I said, the Lord has really blessed me. And it'll really make you think if you just go back through your life. Everybody, like I said, everybody's, and not counting the little things about turning over a forklift or, I mean, I could have turned it over, and that would have been my life right then. But I think that's the most important thing, though, is everybody be saved. It's free, but you can't. I don't know why it's so hard to tell people that. It's free. I love free. I don't want one. If there's two Lords, I want both of them.
Free piece of candy. There you go.
Right.
Look at it. Got free piece
of candy.
Okay. Thank God, Jesus. Boy likes free stuff. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so the mic is up front, so I guess everybody's got to come up front now to show and tell. That's what we should have been doing it right. We got one back in. You may come back here. All right. Ask and you shall receive. You next.
This is a financial blessing. And God has blessed us in so many ways financially. But the one that's the hardest for people to believe is that, a lot of that we own Noah's Ark Christian Bookstore. And I got ready to retire, and we had it up for sale. And this gentleman called, had a lot of people call. But the city of Concord has a lot of rules and regulations, and they need to change them. Well, anyway, we won't get on that department. But anyway, this gentleman called, and he said, "Can I come look at the building?" He came, saw him one time. His name was Charles Gabriel, and Debbie said, "Mama, that's Gabriel." I said, "Gabriel's what he pronounced it." And he said, "I'll get it appraised, and if that's right, we'll take it." And what he did, he was buying places. He had a corporation, nonprofit, that helped people from his country to come into the United States, but they had to have a business and a job and money at that time. And so he said, "This gentleman, we want to invest in him, and he pays us back." Okay, he called, he says, "It was just great." He said, "Got it appraised," and said, "Price is fine." Said, "I'll be by to sign a contract and give you $1,000. I said, "You do know there's anything that you give me, you're not getting back if you don't go through this, because you've been told everything." I had a folder about that thick on what he needed to know. Well, we set up a date. It was in Hickory at the bank at a certain time. Well, he called back and he said, I never heard of this, but I'm having problems with my money calendar. And something didn't come through, so we need to schedule it for the next month. I said, that's fine. He said, by the way, I know you got to make a payment. I'll send you $1,000. By this time, I've got two. Another month goes by, and something else came up. Well, he called and he said, I'm on my way to Tennessee. They've had a storm up there and a building is there and I've got to see about it. And he said, I'm on 85. What's closest to you? He said, because we're going to have to wait another month. I said, well, Concord Mills, 85. He said, great. Called out the end out there. He said, I'll leave you a check for $3,000. I want you to know that I am going to take the building. So we go out there, and I walk in, ask for the man's name. Well, he's left for the night. My mind said, yeah, and he took your money with him. But I introduced myself, showed him my ID. He said, oh, we have an envelope for you, $3,000. Well, by the time we got to the end, I had $6,000 of his money, and that's the amount I said to the Lord when we got to a point. I said, okay, Lord, I need $6,000 so that I can pay outstanding bills and not have to worry. Do you know that from that time to this time, and it's been how many years now since we closed, 2003, never heard another word from the man. I called him on all four phones. He had businesses. And his answering service, he answered it. And I said, Charles, I'm putting the building back up for sale. I need to hear from you. Never heard another word. I paid my bills. I tithed on my $6,000. But God has come through every time for us financially. And I thank him for that.
Awesome. That's awesome. See, he kept his word. But you're blessed. See, you had that. Hey, this has got to happen. God met that need. You know, she mentioned $6,000, so I guess I need to go ahead and make my request known. I need about... My wife told me not to mention this. Lord, is it okay? We are one flesh. But make a request made and known unto the Lord. I'm not looking for you, my source. I want you to agree. College, Ruthie's College. You made a request to Daniel, to your kids. She got a good academic and scholarship, but I think we're still... My wife said about $12,000. Well, she said $11,000. I said, are you sure? She said, well, about 12. I said, let's make this right now. Let's be more than enough instead of not enough.
That's right.
She said, 12. I said, well, when Ruthie's up there, I said, is that counting gas in the bug and food for Ruthie? My Lord, is that including food? No, that wasn't included. I said, well, let's bump it up. Let's just say about 15. How's 15,000? That's what I felt. So, Lord, I thank you right now. I'm believing for 15,000. To be met, to bless us. And the Bible says, our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Our children shall be taught, Lord, and great shall be the peace. I don't have peace if I got to come up with $15,000. Amen? But I'm going to put that before the Lord.
Amen.
And know that he's going to bring it in through grants, whatever. See, I'm going to leave that up to him. My part is to show and tell what he's already done. Amen. In my finances, in my family. Amen. You start with little things and then you gradually get up to big things. What's $15,000? Brother Andrew Womack, that probably wouldn't even feed half of his staff for one lunch. But when he first started, you know what he was doing? He was teaching the word. He was recording himself teaching the word. And then he got done, he would take what he recorded and he would go make duplicates. He was doing all this himself. But God saw the end from the beginning. And see, Andrew stayed faithful, faithful, faithful. And then he started sending people that owned bookstore. I'm just saying, he started sending people that were already doing something that God was going to eventually get him to doing. But he couldn't do all that. He's just the teacher. He's the gift to teach the word and get the grace and truth. Show them who God really is. And then God's going to continue to grow that. And now, man, I couldn't tell you what his budget would be. But he's laying down at night and he's going to sleep. Because if God's doing it, you should have peace. But if you're doing it, you're going to be struggling. And struggling, amen. And you're trying to squeeze it, and it just ain't going to happen. We talked about that fruit. If, you know, that tree don't have to struggle to produce fruit. A Christian shouldn't struggle to produce love. Amen. You've got it. You just ain't operating in it. You've been watching too much TV. Amen. You're thinking, well, they're a Christian, but look at them. They're not forgiven. Well, then they're not a Christian. Well, they might be a Christian, but they don't know what Christian's all about. They need to get in the book. Amen. Show and tell a little bit. It says, the most rewarding love on earth does not cost a cent and can't be bartered, bought, or sold. And it can't be lost or spent. It keeps us safe in its embrace throughout each night and day and is a beacon on this earth that lights the Christian way. It is God's sacred love of heart to last beyond this life and be a haven for our joys and refuge for our strife. And in return, he only asks we worship him each day and share his blessings and rewards, show and tell, with all along our way. I'm not going to try to pronounce who wrote that. I'll call him Mike. Mike L. Thank you. See, that was just, you have that book in your pocketbook all the time or just today? In your Bible. So, see, she brought her gift to church.
I'm just going to share something because it's mostly about today. But really, this has been happening for maybe the last 3 months, 2 months. You know, God is faithful each day. If I don't tell you now, if I wait and save it all at the end, it might not help you now. I don't know. So I'm going to tell you a little bit now. And the testimony will be even greater further down the line. We'll see where it'll be. So just today, let's just today. The past week was a little rougher at work than I thought it would be and I was expecting. Stuff like that, if you're putting your mind on your problems, you don't put your mind on God, stuff like that can depress you. And I don't like depression. None of us should. It's not a spiritual thing.
Right.
For Christians, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
So Wednesday I came to church. I needed to be there. Didn't say much. If you were there, I didn't say much. I listened. I needed to listen. And really, sometimes you just need to be loved.
Amen.
So I received that. Thank you for those who were there Wednesday, for those who couldn't be. You know, you're still part of this family. You still pray for each other. Mm-hmm. That's important. It's important to me. It's important to each of us, okay? So I appreciated that Wednesday. Now today. I'll really get to today. So yesterday was not so great. There's an issue that's going to be resolved. I'm not going to worry about it. So this morning I was venting a little bit to Dad on the way here. Yeah. But I found Andrew Womack. I just a week ago needed to hear something from someone, and I searched, and it was an excellent spirit. So I started listening to the topics. Well, today the topic, it was about humility, and then it was about being bold, about doing things right, which is what I'm trying to do. So that's speaking to me. Now, I needed to talk to Dad. Okay, there's a flesh thing you got to work out sometimes, and I'm going to move on from doing that and do more of giving it to God. Until I get used to that, I can do pastors or I can do you guys. But give it to God and let him take care of it. So just so you know, today, praise and worship, I needed that time. You might not know that, but I needed the time. Your song, I needed that. Peace, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Everything we're doing today, if it's not for you, which I don't agree, it is for me. So I'm telling you, and I'm telling God, and I'm thanking him. I'm telling someone who's listening, all of you who are listening, and you're acting on it. it's helping people. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I just want you to know that God is a big God. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, maybe I can just get up and tell how God blessed us with our little puppies because everybody's heard about that. But you don't know that we spent 13 hours delivering 8 puppies. 2 of them were breech, and you talk about praying. Now, we're praying because their little butts is coming out first and their head's stuck in there and you're trying to get a hold of that puppy and pull it out and stuff. So you're doing some hard praying. And, I mean, we started praying when she went into labor. That's just the way we are because that's a little thing to most people, but it's a big thing to us. But the reason I decided to say that because God is no respecter of persons. So he can do the same in her big thing as he did in our little thing. You know, it wasn't little to us, but a lot of people, it's just a little thing. But to her, her big thing. And God can take care. It doesn't matter how small or how big, how in between, or whatever. Prayer, prayer, prayer. You can stay in the Word all day. You can read the Word all day. But if you don't pray that Word, and get that word sincere from your heart when you're praying. You can speak the word, you know, all day long. But when you speak that word from your heart, God can cover. It doesn't matter how big the problem or how little the problem. God can take care of it. And he does that for us. We have never stood in agreement with anything that God has not taken care of for us. And I'm talking about instantly. Even when we were in the ministry, Daphne can vouch for this. We would have people, that, and Pastor can deal with it. People, they don't mean to cause problems, but they can voice their opinions about what they want you to do. Well, you know what? We would actually join hands right that moment and pray that God would work this situation out. That we wouldn't have to say anything, that God would handle it. We've never had to approach anybody about a problem that they brought to us because we know when you stand in agreement that God's going to take care of it. I'm not preaching, but I just want you to know that we're standing in agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus, the Almighty God of heaven, that you have perfect peace, perfect peace. Perfect peace. We call that to you right now in Jesus' name. Perfect peace. Shake it off. Hallelujah.
Got to take the mic. Got to pass the mic back.
Okay. This goes back to when Van Bloss was here. I really enjoyed his message. He said, all I could do, he said, I see all these eyes on me. But anyway, the message about the eagle, it's just like, he told me a lot of things that I didn't know about the bird, for one thing, and I thought that was amazing and why he's so majestic. But after listening to this message, I went to work, and I thought about this, and I thought about it. Well, I had an opportunity to share it with my manager. And she said, well, the next meeting we have, you should really share it with the team. So I had a chance to minister. Right now, I'm in a situation where I work with a lot of Christians. But next year, it's not going to be that way because I'm going to get laid off, which is okay because I know that God's going to bless me with another job. But whenever I was in there, I told them, explained to them about the eagle and what he did. It's like how he could soar higher and see further than any other bird. But when he gets about 30 years old or so, he, you know, tends to be weighted down and getting older, and how he needs a time to rest and he needs a time to transform. Yeah. He needs a time to transform. And how the other birds come in, you know, and they drop his food and take care of him until he is renewed and restored. And with all of the people that I work with that are going to, we're all losing our jobs and we're trying to take it, you know, one day at a time. Of course, we are a lot of us are emotional. We have emotional days. Some days we think, I'm ready to get this over with, get on with the next step, you know. It's a lot of emotion after you've been with the company for 30 years, and most of us have been there that long. And it's like you see yourself getting older, and they want to get rid of the older people and get new people. So I explained to them, I said, this is our chance to be transformed, our time of rest. And I said, regardless of what you know someone is going through, I said, you may not know that they're going through anything. I said, but you just need to go up to that individual and just, you know, speak a kind word. Or if you know somebody that needs something, drop their food the way the eagle does. I said, because, you know, when you think about it, I said, we were created for each other. I said, and by serving each other, we're serving God. That's right. So that message spoke to me, and I was able to take that message back to my team. And so that was my way of ministering to them and, like, testifying and acknowledging God as my source. So I really felt blessed by that. And the next day when I came in, something had happened that morning before we went to work. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I was kind of like a little on the down and outs, depressed, as Kelsey says. But and I don't like it either, Kelsey. But anyway, when I came in, there was a little card on my computer, and it was from one of the staff that was in there, and she said how much that message really meant to her. But it's just like a trickle-down effect. It's just like you never know what you're going to say. It's that word that I said helped somebody else, and in turn, she left me that card that helped me through my day.
And see, but no, you're not through. God says you're just getting started, Cindy. You're just getting started. That wasn't in my head. That was in my heart. That was from God. You're just getting started. And see, same thing happened with Sherry. Y'all remember when, it might have been 2 years ago, because I was asking her, that she took me out to supper, and we sat down, and she sat down and gave me her message that, you know, they're letting me go from St. Mark's. And you know what? Immediately came out, well, praise God, you're just going on to better things. Because, see, I had been meditating on my God for many, many years. And you heard last week before, she got the, not just the assistant teacher, the lead teacher. So we gave that time to rest. She was gathering her, all the rocks had been thrown at her, but she gave it to the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
God gave her promotion.
Amen, gave her promotion in the midst of the storm.
I say, Pastor was picking with me and saying that you're going to be next. So I figured that I would get up here and talk, and I may cry. Well, I was laid off from my job back in May, and I know that God is going to take care of me and my son. And basically, these months that have went by, you know, I've been on interviews, still can't, you know, actually obtain a position yet. I have another interview next week. But one thing I can say is God is always on time for me. There's not been one day where me and my son have went by where we haven't eaten. We still have a roof over our head, lights, water. How sometimes I say it's only God. You know, he has blessed me sometimes with a lump sum of money where I can try to catch up on some bills. And I'm just waiting because I know my blessings are coming. So, I try to make it here to church. You know, I have other health conditions or whatever that sometimes prevent me from doing that. But I watch church on TV when I can't get here. So, I mean, I always say that it's not so much about the building that you're in. You know what I'm saying? Church is God is everywhere, so church is everywhere I am. But I made it here today. I told Miss Lisa I would be here, and I plan on coming next week. Lord's willing. And I just pray every day that everything is going to be okay.
And Brenda, he's preparing us for something bigger. You know, because he's a big God. And I hear that preparation. I mean, it is, you know, for things that are going to hit you, but also for people that's going to come to you asking about the hope that's on the inside of you. And you're going to be, not that you're going to be wow, but you're going to be so empowered by the Spirit just to release the love of God to them that you're going to see miracles in front of your eyes that's coming out of your mouth, which is coming out of your spirit. Amen? Amen. It ain't going to be preaching up here like this, but it's going to be coming out of you the way God has designed you. Amen? Amen. See, we are all designed special. Amen? Amen. I can't wear Lewis's coat. I'm not talking about his physical cut. I'm talking about his spiritual cut. I can't wear that. That's God created him. Amen?
I have news for all of y'all regarding yesterday. I came home from a tennis practice, and then my mother told me a miracle that has never happened out at Gardner Webb and have to be in the dorm area. Well, yesterday morning, there was a student who lived in the dorm where my brother stays at. And somehow, I don't know if it was a he or she, but one of them was in the room where the laundromat, and there was a stove in the room as well. So this student would decide to make breakfast, and then somehow he or she wasn't paying attention. So somehow the stove and stuff, well, that room, it got caught on fire. Whatever was cooking got caught on fire. And then my brother and his roommate, they smelled smoke in their room while they were asleep, and then the smoke detector went off. So all the students had to evacuate from the dorms, even if they were still sleeping in their PJs, if they didn't have anything to do that morning, which was yesterday. And so somebody called the firefighters, and they came and put out the fire. And the good thing is that nobody was injured, and the dorm stood as is today. So the firefighters came by, put out the fire, found out what caused the fire, and they were on their way. So all the students were safe.
And thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. A lot of times we don't hear the good news on the news, do we? We don't hear all the good things. Haven't we heard all the bad things? Well, we've heard some good things this morning. Amen. If everybody didn't get a chance, we might have to go into another series next week. We'll have to wait and see. We'll just wait and see. Because I'm not going to say what's going to happen, because that would be limiting God. That's what I've heard this morning. So I think we're gonna dismiss now this morning. Everybody okay? Show and tell? Oh. Yeah, we definitely have to wait for next week to hear all that.
That's the reason I said that.
Colette, you still got, hey. You want the mic, Colette? But I thank God for your time this morning. I mean, this is,
well, anyways, this is pretty routine to me. Last week when I was getting ready to write up a check for my tithes, money's not real good right now, which it isn't in a lot of people's lives. But I wrote it out for what I was supposed to write it out for. Guess what happened this week? Got it back. 50% more. And I think there's more coming. Praise God. Yes. Amen.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. There's more people like you coming too. And see, you made a decision that the rich young ruler didn't make, to follow Jesus, to go ahead and give that, because see, money had a hold on him, but money don't have a hold on you. You let it go. Trusted.
Yes.
Trust and obey.
I've been talking loud all my life, but I've been sitting here, and I am so blessed. I am, and Terry said, you know, he wrote that check for what he was supposed to write it for. Anytime you give anything in the name of the Lord, you're going to get it back.
Amen.
You're going to get it back. I do over and over. I'm not bragging, but I get money put into my bank accounts in the bank that I don't know where it comes from. And I give away a lot too. I do. So, but anyway, if you give it, you get it back.
Man. You can have this back. Compounded interest daily. Man, I like God's system.
And our prayers are for those who have to evacuate the hurricane, which starts tomorrow, that they'll go to a safe place for a few days until the hurricane passes so they can go back home. I just want to share the message with you that for those that have to evacuate, let them be safe so they can go back home safe and sound. And knowing that the hurricane is going the other way and it won't hit this area. So for those that do want to go see Andrew this week, they're safe. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks.